Tov, Rabbi Yisai Perek Yud Aleph. I'm not sure how far we're going to get. It is a long perek, and there's a lot to speak about. So I might pervert from my normal ways, and we might do this perek in two different goes. But let's get started. Perek Yud Aleph. Va'amela Shlomo Ahav Nashim Nachrios Rabos Vesbas Paro Moavios Amonios Adomios, Zidanios, Chitios. So Shlomo HaMelech loves a lot, or loved a lot of these foreign women. Basparo, from Moab, from Ammon, from Edom, from Zidon, from Chitim. The only other time that we know about Shlomo that he says that he loves something is that he loves Sashem. So we're going to see throughout this parak is that Shlomo is torn. I want to make something clear before we go into what we're about to go into. Well, whatever we're about to go and see should not take away, once again, this is something that I spoke about yesterday, should not take away from what we had, which was a golden era, which was probably the best time in Jewish history ever. The tens of years of Shlomo HaMelech were the greatest times in Jewish history. Whatever we're going to see afterwards doesn't necessarily impact those years. But Shlomo has this problem, and he loves these women. Something that probably started off as Shlomo thinking that as a young man, him trying to create the international relationships with Bas Paro and others, probably turned into something that the slippery slope, and he couldn't catch himself. It's so interesting that in Mishlei, Sefer Mishlei, most of the usher things, most of the prohibited things that Shlomo speaks about, that he says a person should run away from, he compares them, the mashalim, our larov, are mostly about, he compares them to Nashim Nachrios. So Yirmiyahu is clearly picking up on something when he writes this Sefer, Benevuah, obviously. But there's something over here that he's dafka. This is a very sensitive nekuda here. Min hagoyim asher amar Adonai el bnei Yisrael lo tavo bahem v'hem lo yovo bachem achen yatuas levavchem achrei Eloheihem bahem davak Shlomo la'ava. So the mefarshim over here discuss what exactly was the issue. Was the issue was that he had a lot of women? He had a lot of wives. We know that that's one issue. We know that there's another issue of just marrying non-Jews. If the Pasuk tells us that they were Nachrios, so in Mistama they were Nachrios. So there's a machlokas over here whether they were Jewish. Whether he converted them, he converted all of these women. We're going to see it's a lot of women. But the third issue is not necessarily that the fact that they're non-Jewish, and not even the fact that it's going to be a problem because you're going against the din of that a Melech shouldn't have too many wives. The main issue is that they are taking his focus away from Hashem. When they take his focus away from Hashem and take him off the derech, that's where Shlomo falls off. Vayhilo nashim saros shva meos upilagshim shlosh meos, 1,000 wives. Vayatu nashav es libo. The amount of wives that he has, it's hard not to think about what we learned last year in Megillas Esther with the story of Ahasuerus. The amount of women, around 1,000 women, Ahasuerus went through from that 3-year period. This number is, meaning, on one hand, in general, when we think of numbers in the Tanakh, either there's something exact about this number, or the number is what? Is coming to teach us something. 600,000 clearly doesn't mean 600,000 always, okay? 40 doesn't always mean 40, as we saw in Sefer Shoftim. So also that 1,000 women, he really has 1,000 wives. Pasuk Dalet, Vayehi le'ezik na Shlomo nashav hituas levavo achrei Elohim achirim. V'lohaya levavo shalem ma'adonai Elohav kilvav David aviv. So as we're going to see throughout the rest of Sefer Malachim, everything is going to be compared in almost an unfair manner to David HaMelech. So Shlomo's heart is not like David HaMelech's heart. In the beginning it was, but not anymore. His heart has been taken away. It's been stolen by these foreign women. Vayelch Shlomo achrei ashtaros Elohei Tzidonim v'achrei milkom shikutz amonim. All of these avodah zaras. Vayaz Shlomo hara beinei Adonai velo mila acharei Adonai kedavid aviv. If we saw and say for Shoftim that there was a theme, which was Ish ha'yashar be'inav yaseh, the most mentioned pasuk in Sefer Malachim is Vayas hara be'inei Hashem. Vayas hara be'inei Hashem, but this is the last person that we would expect this from. Vayas Shlomo hara be'inei Hashem. Velo mila acharei Adonai kedavid aviv. And then the pasuk, and then we're going to have to speak for a second. Az Yivne Shlomo Bama Lichmosh Shikutz Moav Bahar Asher Opnei Yerushalayim Ulemolech Shikutz Bnei Amon V'chein Asa L'chol Nashav Hanachrios Maktiros U'mizabchos L'Elohehen. According to the pshat of the psukim, and we're going to speak about what the Mefarshim say in a second, but according to the pshat of the psukim, what happens here? Shlomo builds, advocates for Avodah Zarah. Az Yivne Shlomo Bama. For Chmosh, for Shikutz, for Molech, we know what Molech is, Chevra. Molech is one of the worst Avodah Zarah, burning your children alive. So Shlomo built so many amazing things, built the Beis HaMikdash, built the palace, built up Am Yisrael to the golden era, and now what is he building? So the Mefarshim have such a hard time with thinking that Shlomo HaMelech couldn't have built these things. He couldn't have done these things. It's impossible to say that he did these things. So the Mefarshim explain that really what the problem here was not that Shlomo actively went around and built these things, but he was apathetic to it. He saw his wives doing this, and he allowed them. Remember, when it says that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, does he build the Beis HaMikdash? Mm-hmm. No, his people build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So, when the Pasuk says that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't actually mean he built the Beis HaMikdash. He oversaw the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So then maybe we can explain over here, Az Yivne, that Shlomo obviously doesn't build the Avodah Zarah, but he saw it. Not only did he see it, but this has come, and we're going to see this in a little bit, is that this comes from taxpayers' money. This comes from taxpayers' money. We're going to see this throughout Sefer Malachim, and maybe this is going to be a begetter hachana shir, okay? So we're not going to finish the parak today, but there's a few things that are so important here. The first thing is, let's just have context, guys. This may not be connected to this parak in Tanakh, but it's connected bechlal. When we think of the state of Israel now, there are so many claims against the state of Israel that what? It's Tzionim, it's Chilainim, it's the this, and they have a that, and they have the transgender, and they have the this, and they have the this, right? And they have all these different things. But I don't remember the last time when a Knesset member got up, built a bama, and said, you have to serve Avodah Zarah. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. We're in good hands, Chevra B'Sach HaKol. We have to count our brachos. To count our brachos. Azi. Max. All right. Tov, Chevra, just context, and it's only going to get worse. If you think it's bad now, this is just apathy. Right? This is just apathy. We're going to see much worse than apathy. Vaisanaf Adonai b'Shlomo ki natalo avo me'im Adonai Elohei Yisrael hanir'ah elav pa'amayim. Kesh Baruch Hu is so disappointed. So disappointed. The potential that Shlomo HaMelech had. V'tziva alav ala devar hazeh levilti leches achrei Elohim acherim v'lo shamareis asher tziva Adonai. This is one of the saddest stories in all of Tanakh. Not because the end product is so sad, because kanirah, the truth is that the Jewish people weren't, for the most, serving Avodah Zarah. But Shlomo, the golden era, Shlomo, how could he fall into this? Vayomer Adonai l'Shlomo, through a Navi, no longer is Shlomo spoken to. From this point on, Hashem comes to Shlomo twice. Not this time. This time it's through a Navi. Vayomar Adonai leShlomo, through probably the Mefarshim suggests Achiah Hashiloni, which we're going to see him a variety of times throughout the next few prakim. Yan Asher Aisazos Imach Velo Shamarta Bereceive Chukosai Asher Tzivisi Elecha, because you didn't follow in my ways. Karoa Ekrayas Amamacha Me'alach Onesatia LaAvdecha. I tore away the mamlach and I'm going to give it to someone else. We've seen this. Shaul was told that the mamlacha was torn away from him. Shlomo HaMelech is also told that it's going to be torn away from you. Ach b'yamecha lo esena l'man David avicha. But in your days, you're going to see everything's going to be okay. Hashem's not going to take the malchus away from you, not in your days. Why? L'man David aviv. The entire Sefer Malachim from now on is l'man David aviv. David did something which transformed the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacted with Am Yisrael for the next few hundred years, which is unfathomable. Why? What it was that David did? Rakes kol hamamlacha la'ekras shevet achad eitein levnecha. And even when I take it away, I'm going to leave over one tribe. You're going to have one tribe. L'man David avdi, once again, for David, Ulaman Yushalayim Asher Bacharti, and for Yushalayim, because we know Yushalayim is the last place to fall. The Churban is the last place. Yushalayim stayed independent until the last straw, Mamish. Vayakom Adonai Satan Lishlomo Es Hadad HaAdomi Mizera HaMelech Hu BeEdom. So now, we're going to speak about three different people. Three different Satanim. What's a Satan? A destroyer, a devil, someone who's going to come and start making Shlomo HaMelech's life very hard. So who's this first Satan? Hadad HaAdomi. He's from Edom. He's from the Malchus of Edom. But we know at this point, guys, that Shlomo HaMelech is in charge of Edom. We knew that Shlomo HaMelech, the Malchus spreads east, west, south, north. He's got everything. But this guy is from Edom. Vayibios David es Edom ba'alos Yoav sarat tzava l'kaberes achalalim vayach kol zachar be'edom. This doesn't surprise us. The Tanakh reminds us of a story that we didn't necessarily hear about, but Yoav was the general at the time with David. They go to Edom. They kill all of the men in Edom. But this guy survives. Kisheshes chodashim yeshav sham Yoav v'chol Yisrael ad hichris kol zachar be'edom. We knew Yoav was the destroyer. Vayivrach Adad, hu v'anashim ha'edomim, ma'avdei aviv, ito lavo mitzrayim, v'hadad nar katan. Stam, it's very interesting that his name is interchangeable. First he's called Hadad, then he's called Adad, now he's called Hadad again. Hadad, as you guys will learn very soon, Hadad is the equal to Paro of the north, usually. Hadad. Okay, Hadad is the king's name, usually from the north. But this guy's from Edom, which is not necessarily the north, right? That's interesting. Okay? So Hadad runs away, and he runs away to where? To Mitzrayim. Which is interesting. He runs away to Mitzrayim, but remember, we're not speaking about Shlomo right now. We're talking about a while ago. Hadad runs away as a child.
So
Paro embraces this child for whatever reason. He gives him, he supports him. So he marries into the royal family there. So he basically grows up, and his family grows up in a Mitzri home under Paro. So like, he's really one of the family. So what is this guy here? What is Hadad here? David is gone. Yoav is gone. Shlomo is there. Now, what is my opportunity? My opportunity now is I can go and destroy. But remember, we're talking about a while ago. This is after, meaning we're going back in history, right?
Vayomer hadaro paro shalcheni ve'elechel arzi. Please let me go, paro. Vayomer lo paro. What are you missing here? You want to go and like be by Shlomo? That doesn't make any sense. I want to go back to my indigenous land and I want to make problems for Shlomo. End of story one. So Hadad, we're going to speak about him later. But he's the first Satan. The second Satan. Vayakam Elohim lo Satan es rezon ben el yada asher barach meis hade ezer melech tzova adonav. The common denominator is that these people ran away from David. They ran away from David when David and his army was shechting whoever it was. Okay, so it was Edom, and it was... So these people have a bone to pick with the Jewish people and a bone to pick with Malchus David. So now he, Dafka, goes up north. Damascus. Where's Damascus? Damascus in the area of Syria. He goes up north. Hadad goes down south. And take a look at what the Pasuk says. Vayhi Satan li Yisrael kol yemei Shlomo. Veshara asher Hadad vayakatz biYisrael vayimloch al Aram. There's something over here that doesn't make any sense. Vayhi Satan liYisrael kol yemei Shlomo. What doesn't make sense here, Max? What doesn't make sense? It's okay. What doesn't make sense? Yeah.
It seems like it should only be happening after Shlomo's sin.
Kol yemei Shlomo implies that what? That these people were a problem from the get-go. So what does it mean, Kol Yemei Shlomo? We know that Kol Yemei Shlomo can't be.
They're waiting for revenge until like David wasn't king anymore, I guess. So like when Shlomo became king, it wasn't just from what he said, maybe. It was from what he started to king.
No, but we know that Shlomo builds the Beis HaMikdash. There's peace. He has total power. So who are these people? If they were significant enough, on one hand, if they were significant enough, so then we would have heard about them. If they're not significant, so then why are we hearing about them? And the fact that it says Kol Yemei Shlomo, yeah.
They probably saw that Shlomo's judgment is collapsing a bit, and his kingdom. He had peace before, and in the 13 years of his past with Bel, in the 8 years of the Beit HaMikdash being built, it could have been the most peaceful time in all the land. But after a certain amount of time, hate starts to grow,
right?
And three individual weak people can band together, and
right. So essentially, what you guys are suggesting, and this is what many of the Mefarshim suggest, is that this Kol Yemei Shlomo doesn't actually mean Kol Yemei Shlomo. It means that what towards the end of his life, either at the end of his malchus, which is very hard to say, or Kol Yemei Shlomo means Kol Yemei Shlomo from the time in which Shlomo was no longer Shlomo; he was a different Shlomo. He's a different Shlomo. He's also not called Shlomo HaMelech here. It's Stam Shlomo. It really is. It's Stam Shlomo. Yeah.
If it's just after that, then how come it says that Hadad was went back when he heard Yavi Yash? That was like 3 years earlier.
Right. So it's possible that Hadad goes back, meaning this is for sure the case is Hadad goes back. But Kanirei, he doesn't muster up the strength to fight against Shlomo at this point. Rabbi Alex Israel, the sefer that a lot of, I told you guys, the sefer that I've been using throughout our learning, and it's an unbelievable sefer. Rabbi Alex Israel suggested the following, and I think it's mamish pshat. Kol Yemei Shlomo can't mean all of the days of Shlomo. But what can it mean? What can it mean, and we're going to see, it's like we stop here with these two people, Hadad and Rezon. I'm sure half the room has never heard of them, right? Or three quarters of the room has never heard of them. But we're going to speak about them soon. They are going to be a problem. Not today, not even Kol Yemei Shlomo, but in the future they're going to be a problem. So the seeds were planted, Kol Yemei Shlomo. The seeds were planted now. And now we're only going to see. You don't like it. It's okay. Whatever. It's kashe. One way or another, it's difficult. So the first, we're trying to say something. Okay. Now, finally, let's get to Yeravam. So, I really don't know. I don't want to start Yeravam without doing Yeravam properly. So let's just summarize and finish up for today. Okay. We saw that Shlomo HaMelech clearly was the greatest leader we ever had, and at the same time he fell into a very, very, very dark place. Fell into a very dark place, a dark place of not necessarily that he was Osik in Avodah Zarah, but the apathy which he showed towards Avodah Zarah is sometimes even worse. Ad Kedei Kach, says Chazal, that the fact that he allowed them to build, therefore the Pasuk says that Shlomo himself built it. Remember, that's what the Pasuk says. To say that he doesn't build it is the Chiddush. But what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that apathy sometimes could be as worse, as bad, as doing it yourself. And that's what Shlomo falls to over here. And we're going to see that this is going to be Yeravam, who's the poison pill, but the prophetic poison pill, because Yeravam, as we're going to see, does not come on his own. But one of Yeravam's main tainas against Shlomo HaMelech is, look what the Malchus has become because of you. Yeah, it was a golden era, but not anymore. Not anymore. We're regressing. We're going back. All right, Shkorach, guys. Have a great Shabbos.